The infrastructure deal between U.S. Senators and President Joe Biden includes building thousands of miles of transmission lines. Those are things like poles and wires that get electricity where it's needed. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, if the plan goes through, that could mean more reliable and renewable energy in Indiana.
Indiana utilities don't just need new transmission lines to get power from something like a rural wind farm to a major metropolis. The more connected the grid is, the more possible it is for utilities that rely on renewables to buy energy from other states when the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing. Danielle McGrath is the president of the Indiana Energy Association. She says these relationships allow utilities to meet a broader demand.
As we are bringing cleaner energy resources online, we're still able to meet the needs of those either here within the state of Indiana, Illinois, Kentucky, wherever that may be.
Though there are several regional transmission groups in the U.S., including two in Indiana, there aren't as many connections between those grids right now. The fact that Texas is mostly isolated from other regional grids contributed to the blackouts in the state earlier this year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.